Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, thank you so much for joining us. We are talking to the Apostle Lesego Molokwane, touching base on the very issue of what is referred to as a process where spouses fail to fulfill their marital duties. What would be the effects? The number one effect is that the other one will always be discontented. And that goes without saying. You know, there is a massive amount of discontentment that would come because one feels to a great extent that they are not being cared for. And they are not being respected. And they feel somehow that they are being substituted. Or they feel that maybe someone has taken over. And others would even go to an extent of becoming violent in the marriage. Seen those who had become violent. I've seen those who had become reserved. I've seen those who have developed habits of not spending time in their own houses, Maruti.
Yeah.
They don't stay.
Mm.
They sleep there. They take care of the kids. Come Saturday when they're not working and stuff, or it is the Sabbath, they go somewhere. They say, no, I want to go home. Is it fine that I go for a weekend?
Mm.
The other weekend is, there are friends of ours that we work with and stuff. They know that you're going to refuse to come. That we work with, and so we have a book review and stuff, you know, staff friends and what and what. I'll be back at 5, and they come back at 7:30. There are those who say, "Kesaya koma jiteng, ibiloro tlatsu sa dikolo and just chill," and they come back at 9 in the evening. There are those who say, "Look, we are going to watch a match at one of my friends, you know," and then you say, "Where?" They say, "No, in another suburb, which is about 30 kilometers away," and. The match ends at 5. They come home at 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Mm.
On Sunday, they know that they won't spend time with you because you are in church. The both of you are in church, and after church, you remain with the fathers or men, and the other one remains with the ladies, or there's a team and stuff. And basically, you decided to use separate cars. It brings a separation of a sort. It starts with an emotional separation, you know, cognitive separation, emotional separation, then physical separation. And before you know it, it's a spousal separation, just before it goes to a divorce.
Yeah.
And there is so much substitution that takes place then there. There are replacements. And if you would check some of the things, you would see, hey, I, Diabo. Mruti, what say you?
Very true. Mm. Very true, Pastor Ray. I agree with you. You know, there are dire consequences when spouses fail to fulfill their marital duties, whether because of sickness or injuries, as you said earlier on, or adultery or menopause. Or because of comorbidities, or because of infections, or because they are using their vessels elsewhere. You know, these things have dire consequences on spouses and their marriage. Mm. And like you rightly said, you know, sometimes there will be a feeling among the spouses that, you know, maybe I need to get someone else.
Maybe
I need to replace this one because this one does not fulfill his or her duties in my life. Therefore, I need to get someone who will satisfy me. I need to get someone who will support me. I need to get someone who will communicate better with me. I need to get someone who will help me in doing certain things. For instance, you will find someone who is complaining about their husband. My husband is not doing anything. Although they are earning a lot, although they have a lot of money, although they have, a huge package, but they will be saying, I think he's not doing enough. And what they do, they would love to, they would feel like replacing him with someone who is doing better according to them. This is why perception plays a role. They perceive that their husband is doing nothing, and therefore their perception would be to replace him with someone who is somehow doing better than their husband. Equally so, the husband might want to replace their wife with someone who is more, in their own view, more effective, more willing to meet their needs, and so on and so forth. So the effect of spouses who can't fulfill their marital duties to their spouses because of sickness or injuries are dire. And some of the effects include sidelining your spouse, putting your spouse aside, saying, of course, you are not, in this case, you are not divorcing them, but you are just coexisting. You don't even consult them when you make certain decisions, because for you, they are just there. You have just sidelined them. You don't make them part of your everyday life. They are, of course, part of your life because you both have children. You both sleep in the same house. You both are married legally, but you have sidelined them as far as certain decisions are concerned. So these are just some of the effects. Before substitution and sidelining, like you rightly said, there will be rather after the sidelining and the substitution, there will be some kind of replacement. You will look for a replacement that will be better than your spouse. And some of the effects, Pastor Ray, include what you mentioned earlier on, discontentment. The other spouse will be discontented, because they feel, this man doesn't meet my needs, or this woman doesn't meet my needs the way I want them to be met. And there will be, again, not only the discontentment, but there will be contention also within the marital relationship. The effects are dire, as we said in the story.
Now, one of the most amazing things that one gets to see around this is also the fights that come across. Muruti, there are effects where this would start to affect the sides of the families, there's a time when we had to solve a case like this where it now involved the sides of the families. And these ones from the other spouse had gone on to actually, there's this one who comes from jail and he's a bodybuilder. He became a bodybuilder in jail. And then we found him carrying the other spouse, kamatsoho amisitsekodim aru omukunupela kofatsi ko greening.
Yeah.
You know, as we entered there, namuku kaso. They were fighting so much. There's this other woman who threw herself downstairs, one floor down, because it's a double story. Downstairs, he threw herself on the concrete. And she was crying. A very noble believer. She was crying, but there were these words that she was saying. I want my husband back. I want my husband back. And we were so... Ruti, we were so hurt to see her like that, because this is a very respectable person, you know.
Mm.
We had to cover her. You know, we had to cover her. And to pick her up and take her up again into the house. And then she says, I know. For some time he has not been fulfilling his marital duties, and when we talk about this, it's like the brother had developed a, they call it office relationships or office romance. There are these things that they put in nice words, but these things are quite bad for married people. They developed that. And this guy had said to the woman, you can go. Take the kids and go. And the woman left for a weekend or something, because, oh yeah, the schools were closed. She left for a week. And as neighbors, we could see, I remember I was a neighbor there, long before my injury. I was a neighbor in that place. And we could see, and then we just said, hey, yeah, this is serious.
Mm.
Brother man has had it, you know. And he's a good man. And then, pazi-pazi, after a week, the woman comes back with her kids. And then the things that we used to see happening in the yard are no longer happening. You know, yeah, they stop a bit. But it looks like the brother went on to do this. And then she cries and says, I want my husband back. The other day when he leaves, there's some commotion and noise. You see, when you live in a complex...
Yeah.
When you live in a complex, these estates, you something that happens at your next door, you're able to hear. Because it's happening there at their driveway and stuff.
Yes.
And then she throws herself down. We rush. You know, someone calls us and says, please come, let's help. And we find, hey, she's not injured, you know. She's not bleeding, but she threw herself down. And luckily, she landed on her back.
Yeah.
And then she's crying. Why are you doing this? She says, I want my husband back. But your husband was here. She says, no, you don't understand. Even though he's here, he's gone. Even though he's here, he's gone. I'm not married anymore, she says.
Sure.
He sleeps in that other room. You see, this is a big house, man. I mean, they live in a big house. It's a very, it's a big mansion. He sleeps in that other room. It's called guest or what. Lives in that room. Sleeps there. Ever since I came back from holiday, he's been sleeping there.
Yeah.
And the kids are small, Muruti. They're small. The other one, I think it's four. The other one is about maybe... 1 year, 6 months or something. By then, you know.
Yeah.
And this thing really shows the effects. You know, when one starts to actually not fulfill their marital duties and they start spending them elsewhere, this is what happens. But there are many causes towards this. People clash, people do what and what. And people involve in-laws, and in-laws come and they carry you, the brother carries you and wants to throw you down the, in the grass and stuff and stuff. And the brother decides, oh, okay, kabanuna lesikantsonto, I'm leaving. Go robala go the other room.
Sure.
What's your take, Brute?
Absolutely, Pastor Ray, I concur with you. You know, as you said, the effects are dire when... spouses are unable to fulfill the marital duties.
Yeah.
Because others handle the situation differently.
Mm.
You know, and I know our context was due to sickness or injuries.
Mm.
And now if it's in that context, there will be a lack of understanding on the other spouse, you know, not being able to harmonize themselves with what their spouse is going through, not be able to get into their shoes, not be able to feel what they feel. And if they're not able to do that, they affect that as well, because they will say, no, man, because you are not able to, or you can't, you can't fulfill your marital duties, what should I do? I have needs. I have needs. So what do you expect me to do? And they replace their spouse not because they have not told their spouse. It is not behind their spouse's back. They told their spouse, look, because you are unable due to the condition that you find yourself in, I've got needs. And it is in those conversations that, you know, it is a very difficult conversation when the other spouse will say, well, because there's nothing much I can do about it, go ahead, do it. Go ahead, do it. The other one will say, no, 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 there's no way you can do that. There's no way you can do that. And it becomes very, very tense. Now, the one who says you can't do that when I'm still alive, the response will be different.
Yeah.
Their spouse will say, okay, it's fine, I hear you. And they go on to do it behind their back. So that becomes a serious problem. I know the couple, Pastor Ray, that was going through this, you know, whether it was an injury, but I know it was, according to the lady, it was sickness. They couldn't have, they couldn't be intimate with their spouse, you know, according to that. And when I was talking to the husband said, I tried everything I could, you know, and I showed this woman that I love her, but the woman insisted on me going out. You know, I said, no, I cannot handle that because I love you. So, according to him, he said, I learned to unlove her, he quote unquote. You know, I learned not to love her. I learned not to be, you know, I learned to stay away from her. I learned, you know, to look for another person because she was pushing me. She was saying, no, you can look for another person and I'm going to, anyway, we can divorce, you know. I said, I love you. I can't do that. But he said, it took time for me to end up getting a replacement, you know. Now, because I've got a replacement, it is a problem now. This woman is saying, no, I want my husband back. I want my husband back. Just like the story that you told us. You know, she said, I want my husband back. Now, the question is, are you able to, I mean, you were insisting, let alone being able to fulfill the marital duties. You insisted that this man go away. You insisted that this man look for another person. You insisted that this man satisfy himself elsewhere. Now you are coming and say, I want my husband back. But you threw him away. That is, you know, the effects of not being able to fulfill your marital duties, Pastor Ray.
Yeah, it is sad when these things come across, and many people, you know, they know very well that marriages end because of this and the involvement of people from outside also comes into the fore, because in-laws become hurt, you know, parents of their spouse become hurt when she or he comes over and shares with them, or when they take so much time to come and spend with them and say, but why don't you spend this time with your spouse? and they start to narrate and say, hey, this is what is happening, you know. It looks like, hey, it looks like Ubaba Kantogo's or Una something somewhere, you know. Or they see him. Or they see him in town, you know. Or they see him in a restaurant. Those things become quite bad. When we come back, the final thought on this issue.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up. A time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit. The words of the Lord are words of life. You hear it on 657 AM.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. I'm talking to the Apostle Esemulukwana, and here we are touching base. This is the issue. Man, we've been discussing this. And I don't think we should discuss it anymore next week. I think we've done, you know, much justice on it. I will send another topic, Murut. I think it's on its way even as we speak. Now,
amen.
Much of the times, Muruti, we see that people come to conclusions, you know. I said to you earlier on off air, you know, much of the times when I see the guy, I no longer see the lady, but I see the guy with the kids, you know. And sometimes when you see the lady, you see the lady with the kids, even on their social networks, but you don't see the husband anymore. And you could see that whatever it is that they had had a dire impact upon them. Somewhat, somehow, there was a dire impact upon them, and it had dealt them a blow of a massive extent. All right?
Yeah.
And then you meet also another one who basically says, and this one, you know, comes also as a package of conclusions because it just dawned in my mind. One who basically runs away. He runs away. You know, the spouses, that run away. What about your dad? My dad left when I was four. He came back when I was an actor. When I was all over the newspapers, he comes. Oh, my dad went away when I was 15. He came back when he was now sick. And he's now dead. All these things had come across somewhere, somehow, when there was a problem of marital duties. One did not fulfill their marital duties. Either they had substitutions, or they were committing adultery, or one had gotten sick, or and they would say some of the things, you know. I left because your mom said I must leave. I left because your mom and their parents, your mom and your parents and your uncles, they came and they picked me up. Your uncle threw me out of the streets, man, and he punched me to a pulp. I spent 3 weeks in hospital. How could I come back? Others basically had gone to an extent of becoming worse in their comorbidities because, Muruti, they had given permissions for their spouses to commit adultery. Which is sinful. You can never lead anyone to sin. You can never lead anyone to sin. You should not.
No way.
And they had gone on to do that. And now they see a bit of glow and happiness that they used to project on their spouses because of their duties they were performing on them. They can't be happy. They can't be happy because they are seeing that. Now they want their man back. Now they want their woman back. And the other one says, it's too late, that Dolly Parton song. Now, it's quite sad that you see these things really happening across and going on. And we need to be careful, need to take care of ourselves. Muruti?
Absolutely, Pastor Ray. We need to take care of ourselves. We need to be very cautious. We need to be, you know, like I said earlier on, how you handle the situation, how you deal with the situation, how you respond to the situation. can either benefit your marriage or disadvantage your marriage. Can either benefit you or disadvantage you. So it is important to handle these issues, you know, correctly and positive. One of the things that you can do, you know, when your spouse is unable to fulfill their marital duties because of sickness or injuries, I suppose you can surround yourself with people in healthy relationships. Mm. You know, some of those negative patterns may have involved friends, but ensure that you surround yourself with people who value marriage and where there's widespread support for making your marriage work as well. Mm. Just make sure that you surround yourself with the right people, because otherwise, let's assume or make that example that your wife says, no, go, I can't fulfill your marital duties. If you have surrounded yourself with good people, you know, they will be able to advise you well, they will be able to counsel you well, they will be able to support you in the situation that you are going through. And they will be able to help both of you to come up with ways that can bring satisfaction in your marriage. Mm. The other thing that you can do is to choose love. You know, love may come easy, you know, when it's new. Mm. But love is as much a choice as it is an emotion. Mm. But I often say choice is an act of maturity, and it has much better track record than emotion. You know, emotions change, they fluctuate. If you make decisions based on emotions, you vacillate. You go, this other day you are here, the other day you are there. So it's important for you to choose love in order to deal well with the spouse that is unable to fulfill their marital duties. The other thing that you can do is to act as if your spouse's happiness is more important than yours.
Yay.
You know, in other words, put, you know, his or her interests before yours.
Yeah.
If your spouse is, if you are sick or injured, know that your spouse has needs. Mm. Again, if you are not injured, your spouse is injured, put her interest first. Put his interest first, you know. Mm. If you do that, you'll be able to protect your marriage. You'll be able to find a way, you know, to support her even when you have needs. The other thing that you can do is to put the relationship ahead of everything, including your children. Mm. You know, sometimes people make a mistake. I'm not saying children are not important, but they make a mistake of putting everything else before their marriage, before their relationship, before their spouse. Mm. And you find a person say, as long as I have my children, this one can go, you know. They don't care about their spouse. They are not able to fulfill their duties because they don't care about their spouse. We spoke about, you know, sidelining their spouse, substituting their spouse in their own. Sometimes this replacement or substitution, it is between spouses and children. You know, the other spouse will substitute the other one with their children. Mm. You know, they put their children first before their spouse. And they don't realize that before they had children, they had their spouse, you know.
Yeah.
So the other thing that one can do is to start over from scratch.
Mm.
You know, make sure that you remind yourself from where you were before you got married or before you get to where you are now. So that will help you to start from scratch and to empower one another. And the other thing that you can do is to...
Okay. Somewhat, somehow, I seem to have lost Muruti. Okay, we seem to have lost Muruti, Leso Mulukwane, but we were able to get him back, Muruti. You just flew away a bit. Eish, sir.
Yeah, I apologize. You know, this load shedding.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it's troubling everyone.
Quite a lot of us, yes. Quite a lot of
indeed.
Us.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah, as I was saying, Pastor Ray, sometimes you'll have to start from scratch,
yes,
to make sure that you support your wife. You remember where you were. You remember where you come from. That is what I mean by starting from scratch.
You know,
and you start to date your wife again. You start to date your husband again, and ensuring that you support them in the situation, in the condition they find themselves in. But the other thing that you can do is to stop taking your spouse for granted. Stop taking your spouse for granted. For instance, if you sideline your spouse, it looks like you are sidelining them. I mean, you are taking them for granted. So stop taking them for granted. The other thing that you need to do,
yes, Marit,
is to pray for your spouse.
Yeah.
Make sure that you pray for your spouse. There's nothing that can beat prayer.
Yes. Yes.
Prayer is very important. Maybe the last thing, Pastor Ray, is to ensure that you go for counseling. Pastor Ray, many people, when they go through all these marital challenges, whether it's because your spouse is unable to fulfill their marital duties due to sickness or injury, or it's something else, make sure that you go for counseling.
Yeah.
Counseling is important. Counseling helps you to see things from, different viewpoints. Counseling helps you to see things. I mean, the counselor or the marriage therapist will help to elevate you, put you on a different pedestal, where you'll be able to see your marriage from a different viewpoint. So it's important to go for counseling. It's important to see a marriage counselor or a marriage therapist. And I know, Pastor Ray, if we do this, it shall be well with our marriages, our relationships, and our families, in Jesus' mighty name.
Now, just before we go, Muruti, that very aspect of spouses learning to be honest with each other, to confess even to each other, to say, because I remember one saying, I just wish my spouse could admit that they had been wrong in taking a decision like that, because we were having some intimacy problems. They'd been wrong in taking a decision that included a deprivation on my part, I was deprived of that which I know by covenant, they belong to me. His body or her body belongs to me. And somehow, I think I have been not even in the meanest form of being cheated on, but I think I have been violated. To a great extent that my spouse takes a decision to say, since now I have this kind of injury and it's going to take time to heal and rehabilitation, then they decide that they should do that. I think they are abusing my rights. They are abusing what has been given to me. And I think they should even come to me and confess and say, I'm sorry I did this. They should not come and say, I did this because of this. They should say, I did this. I did this because I was stealing. I did this because I was cheating. I did this because I was not patient with you that you would heal. I wanted you to heal quickly, but you were not healing as quick as I wanted you to. So I just couldn't wait. It's important that spouses confess and say, look, I see my wrong. The second thing, they should be able to say, I see my wrong. I see that I have wronged you in the manner in which I addressed this thing on my own. I am fulfilling myself on my own. I am wrong that I took that decision without, you know, your knowledge. And thirdly, they should be able to say, look, I feel very much infuriated by the aspect of your promotions. And that is why then I felt that you are disrespecting me. You are somewhat no longer considerate of the fact of my needs. So you are always abroad and talking and flying overseas and what and what. So I decided, hey, I must just go and get my local as lekker. And fulfill my duties locally. When you are busy flying about, nah, kishapaga local. And I realized that I was wrong in doing that. My point is, Muruti, admitting that you are wrong, admitting that you have violated, admitting that you were cheating, admitting that, hey, you were not patient, it's very important to bring across as a form of honesty, Muruti, isn't it?
It's extremely important, Pastor Ray. It's extremely, extremely important for people to admit when they are wrong. And oftentimes, that is why counseling is important as well. Because when you go for counseling, you probably might have not realized that there's a need for you to say, I'm sorry. But counseling will help you see that, you know, to say, I'm sorry to my spouse. But at other times, you know, some people are not even willing to accept the apology, you know. They will say, you might have heard this. They will say, no, this person is just saying sorry because we are here. They don't accept, you know. So it's important for those who have been offended as well to say, to accept apology. Because you never know how sincere it is until it has been followed up by action. That is very, very important, Pastor Ray.
Absolutely. Muruti, I want to appreciate the time. I want to appreciate the moment. And I want to appreciate all that you have done for us throughout. Thank you so much, Muruti.
So it's a pleasure, sir. Thank you so much for always having me.
And how do people connect with you, Muruti? There are many platforms and people should be able to connect with you. People should be able to come also to the AFM, Muruti.
Absolutely, Pastor Ray. We have services every Sunday where they can fellowship with us. We are praying for people. If there's a need for counseling, we do that as well. So people should call or contact us on Facebook. I'm Apostle Esau Molokwan on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and on WhatsApp. My number is 072-205-7696.
Okay, and when are the next conferences, Muruti?
Pastor Ray, we are working on those conferences because, you know, it is so tight. We were supposed to be having a marriage seminar next month.
Marriage retreat.
Marriage retreat. But we are working on an event, a very huge event that is demanding for my attention. And so possibly after June, we'll be having a very huge marital program.
I'll be willing to come. I want to come and attend. Thank you so much, Muruti. I really appreciate you. Thank you for the time you had given us. And thank you so much also for being patient with us and having gone the long rope with us. You know, we appreciate that, Muruti. Much blessings to you, and may the Father see you through all in all.
It's always a pleasure, sir. Thank you so much, and I really appreciate the friendship, the love, the support, and the partnership that we have with you, Pastor Ray, in particular, and Radio Pulpit family in general. I'm grateful. Okay. I can't trade this for anything.
Hallelujah. Much blessing, sir.
Blessings to you, sir. Have a beautiful and glorious weekend ahead. Shalom.
Shalom, Rutuaka. That is the Apostle Leseo Mulukwane. He'll be touching base with us again the coming week. Much blessings to you. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty and the honor. There's none like him. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. We bless him that even now he continues to guide us and teach us together in his truth. May we always glorify him in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach. From me, Ray. Good night.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.